Welcome to my podcast, Lisa with a Visa, your passport to the world. Join me on a journey to discover the beauty, diversity, and wonders of our planet. From vibrant cities to remote landscapes, from mouthwatering cuisine to heartwarming encounters, this podcast is your ultimate guide to unforgettable travel experiences. I'm your host, Alisa, and I'm excited for you to join me on this travel adventure. Hey guys, welcome back to a second episode of my podcast, Lisa with a Visa, where I'm going to be talking about my review on London, where I had traveled solo but not alone with EF Ultimate Break. And for those who have not listened to my last podcast, EF Ultimate Break is a travel company that allows individuals between the ages of 18 to 35 to travel free of hassle. It offers a variety of pre-planned trips to destinations all over the world. So they have trips to Asia, Europe, South America, Africa, and a lot of other places. So EF Ultimate Break trips include accommodation, transportations between destinations, guided tours, and some meals and activities are included. And it allows travelers to explore and experience different cultures with like-minded individuals. You guys all had picked, you know, a country that you guys wanted to go to for whatever reason. So you guys already have one thing in common, regardless of what race you are, gender you are, how old you are. Your in common would be the destination that you guys all pay to get a tour of. So this company basically aims to provide a unique and immersive travel experience that caters to the interests and preferences of young adventurers like myself and yourself as well. So if you are over the age of 35 and you are listening, EF also has something for the more adult crowd with EF Go Ahead Tours. So if you guys want to look into that, it's similar to EF Ultimate Break, but you are not going to be with a bunch of 20-year-old college kids or whatever. You're going to be with people older, more like you, on the same speed as you. So let's get into my review of London. So first things first, I flew from PHL to Boston, then from Boston to London, which was all coordinated by EF. My flight from Boston to London was about 7 hours, and I slept the entire flight, so I didn't really can tell you guys much about the flight. I went to sleep. And it was a good sleep because I had to get up and do a bunch of running around. So when I arrived to London, I went through Heathrow, which is their airport. And it was really not hard and difficult because everything was in English, so it was super easy to get around. And I arrived to the airport around like 10 a.m. and then went to meet up with my driver from EF, because EF usually gives you a driver or your tour director meets you at the airport. So usually when you arrive to the airport and get in contact with your driver, you're usually going to wait for about 5 to 10 other travelers, depending on your group size, to arrive before they transport you to the hotel or hostel. So I waited about an hour before leaving the airport. And also your tour director would give you directions on where to meet the driver and everything via WhatsApp, or they may email you. My tour director did both. So luckily for me, because I did not at the time had WhatsApp. So, I mean, I did have it, but not really use it. So after meeting up with a few of the ladies in the airport, we got transferred to our hotel where I met my tour director and also my roommate. My roommate was a girl from Texas who spoke fluent Spanish, and I thought that was pretty cool because it was like, wow. And we got along really well. So our tour director wanted us to get acquainted with one another, and EF coordinates this lovely welcome dinner when you arrive to your destination, where we all should get acquainted with one another, and you sit at a table with women or men or whoever that you do not know. At my table, I sat with Julie, Eileen, and Madison, whom I've grew to like a lot. Like, they were really cool people, and we actually planned another trip, but I ended up not being able to go because I'm in a wedding, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, after dinner, me and Eileen, who was my roommate, we decided to run the streets and discover a little bit of the nightlife, because EF gives you the option to not have to stick with your crowd. Now, I will say some women that came with us were a little rude, because in the middle of our welcome dinner, they ended up leaving to go explore London. And there's nothing wrong with that, but at least let your tour director finish everything that she needs to say, because it is important, and it's safety instructions as well. You're in a country that you've probably never been, so it's better to let these tour directors give you the ins and outs and everything they need to do. And then you can leave. She'll let you know, he will let you know, whoever. But they left before even getting to know one another or anything. They just went on. I mean, they came together. It was two girls. They came together, but whatever. I think that you guys should stay whether you come with your friend or not. We waited to the end, and our tour director walked us to the subway, and we parted ways with the group. Now, while we were walking, we really enjoyed London's nightlife, and I'm going to probably go back sometime soon. because after discovering the streets of London, we were like, wow, we have to come out. So we were like, we're going to go out the next night because we had to get sleep because Eileen had an excursion in the morning. I did not do the excursion. So we went to sleep and basically that was that. So the next day was an excursion, like I said, and a city tour. And I didn't wake up on time for it. I wish I did that excursion because I heard it was definitely worth it. But if you have the chance to visit London, please go to the London Eye and the River Cruise where tea and crumpets are served. So my first day, I would say it was really tiring because I was traveling, you know, from 3 different airports, basically. And then I had to check in. And you guys can get all that information on my YouTube. I am Lisa with a Visa. And it was just a lot going on the first day because you're kind of tired and then that time difference. So it was better for me to get adjusted. And that tour and that excursion was too early. But the second day was pretty good since I got a chance to explore London on my own because I left my hotel and decided like, okay, I'm going to go and explore London on my own because I'm by myself at the hotel anyway. I'm not going to wait until everybody gets done. They weren't done that excursion until like 4 p.m. And I woke up around 12 and left around 1. So I had 3 hours to explore. And I love that EF doesn't force you to stay in the group and allows you to explore on your own. Later that night, I did end up meeting with some of the girls from my trip, and then we went bar hopping in London, which was pretty cool, and I'm glad I got a chance to do that. Sorry, I forgot all the bars I went to. I don't remember, and at the time, I wasn't thinking about blogging, none of this, so next time, I got y'all. However, I did meet some cool people in London, and at the bar, we were able to get some tips to what to do around London, and then they ended up coming back with us to our hotel, and one of the girls ended up fucking one of the guys. I'm being messy. I don't care. They was wildin'. But, you know, live your life, girl, live your life. But I will say this was the day that broke me out of my shell because I was by myself going to London and now I'm hanging out with a bunch of girls I do not know prior to the trip. Like, we have a group chat, and in the group chat, you'll get the group chat maybe 3 months before your trip to get acquainted with one another. But, yeah, you don't know somebody until you meet them in person. That's all I can say. So my final day in London was a free day. And that day, we decided to get some good food because the food in London is fucking disgusting. Like, I don't know if it's because of my American taste buds. I don't know. I like the shit that we got in America, the unhealthy shit. I know I'm bad. I can't be saying this stuff, but I do love the quality of food we have in America compared to London. But whatever. I ended up having McDonald's the day before in London, and it was disgusting. Like, the food, it felt like the meat wasn't all the way cooked, and McDonald's is not no restaurant where you don't want to get a well-done burger, so I don't know what the fuck they was doing. I didn't even eat the whole thing, because I bit into it. I'm like, ew, what? Yeah, most of the time when I was in London, I had pizza, disgusting. I had pasta, disgusting. McDonald's, disgusting. Some of the girls had wings. They said they were okay. I didn't try any wings. But London has a big Indian population, which is very interesting to know. So they have really good Indian food in London. And that's where we went on our third day to get Indian food because we were like, let's try something good. And someone looked up on TikTok and this was a restaurant that was recommended, which was Dishoom. And it's really nice. And the food was good. Finally, the food was good. And just to let you guys know, it's not just me that thought the food was nasty. We all thought the food was nasty. And my tour director warned us on the first day that the food was going to be nasty. Like, our welcome dinner food was fish and chips. It was disgusting. I'm not going to say it was disgusting. It wasn't all that, though. It wasn't given welcome dinner. I wouldn't have paid for it if it was purchased because it was free. Well, not really, because I did pay for it when I paid for this trip. Whatever. But anyway, my tour director, she told us the food was going to be nasty. So, hello. But I did enjoy the Indian food. And then afterwards, we went shopping, but we really didn't get to go shopping. I mean, me, I wasn't prepared for shopping because I decided to go on EF Ultimate Break Facebook group. And people were saying, oh, don't bring a suitcase because it's very hard to travel with a suitcase. Bring a carry-on, bring a backpack. And I'm one of those girls that need extra stuff. Like, I cannot pay all my stuff, like my makeup, my hair product, all that stuff was in my carry-on, my lotions, my perfumes, like everything was in my carry-on. And it was literally the worst time transporting between countries and on the bus. Like, I'm never doing that again. Like, I don't get why people are saying bring a carry-on. I mean, I do get it because they're saying that if you are coming from one country to another, your likelihood of getting your stuff lost is high. And Listen, I'll get lost and buy the stuff there. At this point, nah, I'm never doing that. The only time I'm bringing a carry-on is if the trip is 6 days or less. This was a 9-day trip. Technically 11, but 2 days were travel days. But this was a 9-day trip. Why did I think 9 days worth of carry-on? Like, oh my God. Yeah, next time I go back to London, I'm going to make sure I bring a suitcase so I can go shopping. Even though the clothes weren't all that, but I still want to go shopping in London. I went shopping a little bit in Paris, but I couldn't put much in there. I think I might have brought two things, a dress and a shirt. And then I had bought like jewelry out in Paris, but I'll discuss that on the Paris episode. But yeah, next time, if you're a girl that likes a lot of stuff, or you're a girl that, or a guy, if you're someone in general that needs extra room and you want to shop and you want to get stuff, bring a suitcase. Do not bring a carry-on unless if you're planning to wear three outfits and rotate them. Other than that, no. Like, next time, listen, when I went to Highlights of Morocco, I brought a suitcase, and it was perfectly fine. Everything was transported well. I did not have to worry about much, and I didn't have no issues. I don't know what people in that Facebook group was talking about. Okay, so let me get into the review, because this is a review. Everything that you want to see, how the trip went and how everything flowed, is on my YouTube, I Am Lisa with a Visa. You could check it out there. So my honest review of the London portion of my trip, just the London portion, I would give it an 8 out of 10. The things I loved was learning how to use the subway, which was taught by our tour guide. I thought that that was probably so fun because I don't take a subway where I live. I live in the suburbs, so I drive everywhere. And for me to be in a foreign country and actually have to get around and navigate was big for me because I am not someone that is good with direction. It takes me forever to learn how to get to a new destination or something. Like, I'm not someone that you could ask, like, well, did we make a right? Did we make a left? Do you remember where we parked? No, don't ask me. I don't know. My brain just loses it when it comes to directions. I don't know. So for me to be able to catch the subway, listen, my friends was proud of me. They was like, all right, girl, you getting it. But I also like being able to have free time to do whatever I wanted to do. Like, our hotel we stayed at was Ibis Canning in Canning Town, and it was right across the street from the metro, what made things super easy and convenient to get around London. I liked the hotel. It was only two people per room, which I really enjoyed because I don't like to be bunched up. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but EF does different style trips. So with the essential trip, it is cheaper, and that's a trip I took. The accommodation is usually a hostel, and it can pack up to six individuals for, you know, a trip. And this essential trip was only $3,000. But I do think it was worth it, even though in other countries I was packed with more and more people. But I like that in London, it was just me and Eileen. But anyway, so luckily for London, the hotel we stayed at wasn't more than two people. So I really enjoyed how clean London was and how it was easy to get around and how safe I felt when I was alone. The reason why I wouldn't give London a 10 out of 10 is because of the food. That's literally it. Everything else was like, I was like, I would actually live here. London was very similar to my home, if that makes sense. Like, the weather wasn't super hot. It was really nice. And we went in September. Well, August 31st and September on, and it was like perfect fall weather. Like, it was just giving very similar to New Jersey. Just New Jersey's not as pretty. No offense to New Jersey. But anyway, I didn't like how short my London portion was. So if you do take this trip, it's like your first day you land in London. So that's already day one out. And then you have the second day, which is your excursion, then your third and final day, and then you're off to Paris. It was very rushed, I felt like. And I mean, it's only 72 hours in each country. What did I expect? But next time I go, I have to stay for at least 4 days, I will say. But if you're taking the London trip, they have a London City Tour trip, which is only 7 days. It will be great. I feel like they do an excellent job at explaining London and exploring with you. But when you do the London, Paris, and Barcelona tour, it's very limited. So that's the only thing I didn't like. But the good outweighed the bad, and I'm thinking of doing a London trip now. And I'm like, when am I going to have time to do that? I have other countries to visit. But I really want to go back and sit in London and actually indulge in the culture and indulge in the food. Maybe I can find better food because, like I said, it only has 72 hours there, barely 72. So I didn't have a chance to really find good food places, but I'm pretty sure they do. I'm sure not all the food in London is disgusting. But yeah, so stay tuned for that adventure. But overall, London got an A from me, and I loved it so much. The UK makeup girlies did their thing, because when I was in London, I was like, dang, everybody looked nice. Like, the men looked nice. No one wore active wear, sweatpants. you never seen people in pajamas. Like, everyone was always dressed to a standard, if that makes sense. Like, you always looked good, and I like that. Like, my husband's probably in London. I don't know, because the guys in London did look good, too. But, like I said, London is definitely a top destination to visit. I did not think I was going to have as much fun in London. I thought Paris was going to be my highlight of that whole trip, because that was the reason why I booked the trip, because I wanted to go to Paris. But no, London won my heart. And that is why you got to just sometimes pick countries that you're like, whatever. I mean, don't pick countries you're not interested in at all, but countries that you wouldn't mind going to, just have an open mind, because you never know. Like, I did not expect London to be as fun as it was. It was the kickoff on my trip, and I actually enjoyed it. So until next time, London. So I just want to thank you guys for joining me on this unforgettable journey through the enchanting streets of London. From the iconic landmarks to the hidden treasures, I hope this podcast ignited your curiosity and passion for this remarkable city. Whether you're reminiscing about your own adventures in London or dreaming of your future visit, I encourage you to keep the spirit of exploration alive. Let London's timeless charm inspire you to seek out new experiences, embrace different cultures, and embark on your own voyages of discovery. Thank you for tuning in to Lisa with Aviza. Until next time, keep wandering, keep dreaming, and keep exploring the world around you. Bye.